The Telegraph reports Chinese authorities will keep records of uncivilized behavior of its tourists. That's what the country's tourism bureau announced on Tuesday. That comes in the latest measure aimed at reining in the unruly behavior of citizens traveling at home or abroad. In a notice issued on its website, the National Tourism Administration announced that records of badly behaved tourists will be kept for up to 2 years, though no further punitive measures were announced. Bad behavior included violating customs, destroying infrastructure and historical sites, causing disruption on public transport and participating in gambling and prostitution.
The inappropriate behavior of some Chinese travelers has earned the country a bad reputation around the world, to the government's embarrassment. And the notice issued on the Tourism Bureau's website says China's image has already been tarnished, adding that badly behaved tourists needed to learn their lesson.
I think some of them have learned their lesson. For example, some of those travelers who travelled by, I can't remember which airline, they forcefully opened the emergency exit door and the passengers has to pay the money. It's around 100,000 yuan to refix that emergency exit door.
Well, that should teach them a lesson indeed.
A very harsh lesson.
Having to do that. You know, I was in Hong Kong a couple of months ago and staying in a hotel, and I don't know if this is because of Chinese tourists or whatever, but I'm just telling you my experience that happened in the hotel, okay? Because when you know that in most public buildings, like in this radio studio and perhaps in places where our listeners are listening, in university campuses and in offices, on the ceiling you get the water sprinkler in case of fire, and it's got a little glass thing in there with some liquid inside it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And a metal sort of bit around it. And in this hotel in Hong Kong, there was a little label hanging from that thing, and the label showed a picture of a coat hanger with a big red cross through it. In other words, saying, don't hang your clothes on a coat hanger from the sprinkler system in the ceiling. Now, I don't know if that's anything to do with this story, but I just thought it was a story that I would share. And I took a photo of it and put it on my WeChat because I thought it was so hilarious, that picture. It must be that, you know, some people that stay in hotels, perhaps they don't know what that thing is in the ceiling, and you mustn't hang things from it or you're going to break the little glass thing in there, and there'll be water all over the room. So I think that this is actually something to do with the education of tourists going to Hong Kong and staying in those hotels, why they have those little labels hanging from the sprinkler systems in the rooms.
Yes, I think this is a learning process. An ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, who once said, when you are well off, you will start to pay attention to your manners. For the Chinese people, we are not very rich for quite a long time, and now we have this luxury of going outside the country to have a look at the world, but we are not that familiarized with certain things. Sometimes we break certain rules. That's easy to understand, but if we want to travel outside, if we want to be good guests outside the country, we have to make ourselves pleasant travelers for other people around you. So it's a learning process and it will take time.
Yeah.
Maybe we still need a couple of years before we can all behave very civilized.
Well, a lot of it, I think there are two forms of bad behavior, as we've said. Firstly, there is just bad behavior by people who should know better and they do know better.
Right.
But they engage in bad behavior anyway. And then there's what you've described, maybe cultural differences or simply not being brought up in an environment where you have to deal with certain things like the water sprinkler in the hotel room. And I think probably there are things that that foreigners coming to China violate certain expected rules, for example. I mean, I can't think of any offhand, but I'm sure there are things, you know, that we do which might be seen as impolite. Like, for example, Western people are very direct. You know, if they've got a problem, they'll bring it up in front of somebody. And that might cause that Chinese person to lose face, which the Westerner might not be aware of. So, you know, we all need to just be a little bit more aware of what's expected in the countries that we visit.
Yes, yes. I think they really need to inform the passengers of consequences. This has something to do with knowingly violate certain things. They need to know the consequences, and if they know it, they won't do it, I think.
I was impressed. I flew back from England, actually, a couple of days ago, and I was impressed by the behaviour of one Chinese man on the plane. Because, you know, he was given a seat in the middle of the row, in other words, surrounded by other people for a 10-hour flight, and that's not nice, you know, being stuck in the middle there. And he asked, he said, have you got a window seat I can have instead?
Mm-hmm.
And he was really persistent. In fact, people started filming him because I think they were expecting it to turn into a big argument or fight or something. But he was forceful but polite in asking if there was a spare window seat, could he have it? And in the end, they did find one and he was given it. So, you know, there's a way of asking for things where you don't have to shout and wave your arms around. You can just know what you want and be persistent but polite. I think that's important.
更多节目下载荔枝FM收听。